Champ, what are your expectations for yourself in regards to this team in the offseason?
Get some rest and see where it goes. You know, I really don't know what to say. I mean, a lot has to happen here before I can really give you an honest opinion about what I'm thinking and all that.
Do you feel like this organization, after such a tumultuous year, has got the foundations laid to move forward in a positive way? Obviously, Elway's going to be rejoining, and then the coach comes, and there's a high draft pick waiting for him.
Yeah, I think when you talk about Elway and then Mr. Bowling himself, Joe Ellis, those guys upstairs, they're going to do what's right. I mean, obviously, I think with the decision they made 2 years ago to hire Josh McDaniels, I mean, for that to end in less than 2 years, obviously they want to do the right thing, and they didn't feel like that was right, so they're going to make a change, and I like that. And, it seems like things are moving the right way. It's just all about, what's next. You know, is the next decision going to be good or not? I mean, only time will tell, but, I think, with Mr. Bowling, Ellis, and Elway running this team, everything will be fine.
You said the clock's ticking. You've been the best cornerback in this game for a decade. The clock's ticking on your career. Do you want to be back here? Or do you feel like you're in a situation where you have to listen to potential suitors who come up who are a step closer to being in the Super Bowl?
Well, first and foremost, I want to be here. And regardless of what's out there, I want to be here. And, if the time comes when I have the opportunity to listen, I will. And I'm not going to shortchange myself at all. I mean, I want to win. And, if I feel like that I have a better opportunity to win somewhere else, then that's what it's going to be. But, first and foremost, my concentration lies here, and, hopefully I can make that work.
Fact of life in the NFL, sometimes veterans have to take pay cuts or move on. Would you consider taking a pay cut this day?
I mean, do I look like I should be for sale? I mean, that's not going to happen. I mean, I'm going to get what I can get, but, really what the determining factor is going to be is how big of a chance of winning will I have. That's definitely going to play a bigger part than the money part.
Champ, new head coach, probably a new defensive coordinator more than likely. How difficult is that for a team, especially defensively, to be consistent when you have so many changes every single year, especially with a defensive coordinator?
It's tough. Trust me, if we could keep Wink, we would. And, if I had my input, I'd fight for him. But there's so many other things that come into play, and who's the coordinator right now is not what I'm worried about at this point. But, down the road, it's going to be the most important decision, once everything else kind of, gets laid out.
Is your heel going to need surgery, or is that just something that just rest?
Oh, no. Don't. I don't like that word, surgery.
Sorry.
But, no surgery, not even required. It's just the pain thing. It's something I got to tolerate. After a couple of weeks of not being on my feet, it'll go away.
Hey, the commissioner just sent out a letter saying to the fan base that if both sides give a little, they can get this thing resolved. And part of the things he's pushing for is an 18-game schedule and a rookie salary cap. Would you be in favor of an 18-game schedule?
Absolutely not. I mean, it's going to force some guys to retire very early. I know it. You talk about the lifespan being 3.5 years. It's going to go down to 2 or 3 now. So, it's unnecessary. I don't think we need it. And, hopefully, we can definitely not let that happen.
What about the rookie pay scale? Because, there are some obnoxious numbers for guys who have never played this game before coming out of college.
I don't really care about that. It doesn't affect me one way or another, so I'm not worried about it. Those guys, if they want to pay him that, they pay him that. And if they want to get a scale, get a scale. I'm not involved in that.
How hopeful are you that if you do stay here, that the new coach, new administration will look at this roster and see a lot of pieces that can be salvaged almost rather than another total teardown?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of changes, but we're going to have to keep people. Whether it's myself or others, not everybody's going to just be up and out of here. You're going to have to keep a lot of pieces. I expect that. I don't think they're just going to overhaul everything just for the sake of trying to get rid of the last 2 years.
Do you think that what Tampa Bay did this year, Kansas City, does that mean that the turnaround could be quicker than maybe a lot of people outside would think?
It could be, yeah. And that's the funny thing about this league. Anything can happen. You talk about who the great teams are. They lose lose one or two players and then they're not as good. You know, as anything can happen at any point. And, you know, I'm hopeful that that can happen here, and I'm hoping I could be a part of it.
Champ, you feel that the Broncos might be closer than some people think?
Yeah, I think so, because we have some talent in this locker room. It's just, you know, just the right pieces, the right schemes, and making sure we're doing the right things every day.